This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Longevity is such a huge topic today. And from the past couple of years of working as a wellness specialist at a local wellness center here, I have learned so much about supplements and what they do in our bodies. And what I've also learned in the pet space as a coach is how many supplements that we take for longevity we can actually share with especially our dogs. So we're going to dive into this today with our guest. And what you're going to learn is what supplements are really important to have in a formulation for your dog, why, especially as they age, and what to avoid. I'm Jody Teich. You're listening to the Pet Health Coach on Pet Life Radio. And my guest today is John Wilbanks of Arterra Pet. So don't go away. Get that favorite beverage. Get cozy. We're going to take a short break from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Pet Health Coach on Pet Life Radio, and I'm Jody Teich, your host. In today's episode, we're going to be talking with John Wilbanks, founder of Arterra Pet, a supplement company that is very unusual. I first became aware of John on Instagram, and because I'm always looking for new and different things that could be of value, not only for my animals, but in my coaching practice for my pet clients, I dove in, I took a look, and I was intrigued. So I reached out to John. We had a couple of great conversations. I learned, we shared a lot of great info, and I definitely wanted you to meet him and learn about this product. So welcome, John.
Thank you, Jody. I appreciate you having me on. As we've gotten to chat a bit here in Austin, I've been so impressed with your knowledge of natural wellness and functional medicine, and it's just always a treat to be able to speak with others who share my passion for translating that into the animal health space. So thanks for having me on.
Mutually, like, we're all on the same page. So let's kick in by telling my listeners a little bit more about Arterra Pet. Tell us a little bit about how it came to be and what it is.
Absolutely. Like, I can share our story, and then we can zig or zag wherever you'd like to take us. But so hi, everyone. I'm John Wilbanks. I'm the founder of Arterra Pet Science. And we have developed a way to make your dog live a longer and better life. It's practical. It's affordable. It's available without a prescription. And best of all, you can buy it today. Our story starts a little over 15 years ago when I adopted a middle-aged mutt named Arturo. He very quickly became my best friend. But as a nearly 70-pound golden retriever mix, his life expectancy was only about 10 years. And so he was already halfway past his expiration date when I found him. But fortunately, I had acquired a unique tool set to apply to this problem. A few years earlier, circa 2009 or 10, I had immersed myself out of necessity in the world of functional and longevity medicine to treat a health problem of my own for which conventional healthcare really had no good solutions. And not only was I successful in this, but the tool set I acquired along the way radically upgraded my performance and my quality of life in the process. And so it seemed only natural to translate this tool set to my best friend. I ultimately succeeded beyond my wildest expectations and my own vet's belief at the time. Arturo made it to nearly 17 in outstanding health, which was the human equivalent of 117 years old for his size. And much more importantly, and what I'm more proud of, is that his quality of life was so high. In his last year, he could still jog a mile with me. He could walk upstairs unassisted, and he showed no signs of cognitive decline. But this came at the expense of a lot of complexity and cost. Arturo received about 40 supplements per day, each of which was meticulously added through research and iteration over several years. And to do this in the most practical way I could imagine, I had to install an industrial pharmaceutical powder mixer in our guest room. And I am a total nerd with a very supportive husband. And I spent an hour and a half every week assembling his formula at a cost of around $500 a month. But the points of validation that we had that it made a massive difference in his quality of life, his longevity, were so strong that would do it again in a heartbeat. I saw how powerful this sort of approach could be. But realistically, this is wildly impractical for virtually anyone else to do. And so this has really, really informed the nucleus of what we built at Arterra. And I've spent the last 3 years working with some of the nation's top integrative veterinarians, nutritionists, zoologists, cognitive ethologists, and even Joe Rogan's personal vet to commercialize what I believe is an even better version of Arturo's original protocol into a convenient daily supplement that is available today with none of that work and at a fraction of the cost.
Perfect.
Along the way, this posed a major engineering challenge, which is that our 39 medicinal ingredients may be great for dogs, but they taste awful. And it doesn't matter how effective our clinical stack is if your dog won't eat it. And 90% of the dog supplement market today is oriented around A, single condition formulas, and B, most of them in their dosage are, for all intents and purposes, snake oil. There are, of course, good actors out there. I'm not generalizing the entire category, but I think we know some of the mainstream mass brands I'm probably alluding to. But as an example, the best-selling dog supplement on Amazon contains just 8% active ingredients. And this is pretty typical. I think most of the space is clinically underdosed, ineffective, and overpromised.
We're going to get there. We're going to talk all about this. But for now, I would love people to know basically what you told them and something interesting that you told me, which pet parents might also find interesting to know the difference between. When you and I were having our conversation, you referred to certain supplements as hardware support and other supplements as software support. And I asked you at the time what you meant by that, and this is what you told me. Tell them.
Sure. So the way that we formulate, I think, brings a different philosophy and approach to the table than the way brands in our space have looked at dog supplements before. So supporting the body, which is a complex biological machine, I believe requires intervention and support from multiple vectors and pathways. And in our adult formula, which is a fundamentally preventative in design, it's designed to slow down the aging process in your dog and extend that health span runway out in front of them faster than degeneration can kick in. We accomplish that with 39 ingredients that fall within two really conceptual pillars. And the first I think of as hardware support. And by that, I mean molecules that are selected and intended to support the structural health of a target system, a structural or functional health of a target system. So some examples of that would be precursors and building blocks for cartilage, ligament, tendon formation, increasing synovial fluid production within the joints, reducing inflammation in key pathways that involved in aging or neurodegeneration while improving circulation in others. So we're talking, you know, really the nuts and bolts of the body. And then in this second pillar, we have what I think of as our software support. And these are molecules that are working under the hood at more of a cellular or an epigenetic level. And so some examples of what we want to accomplish with these would be enhancing cellular energy production by improving mitochondrial health, supporting and encouraging autophagy, which is the body's ability to clear old and senescent zombie cells from the body, to reduce the formation of advanced glycation end products, which is a really boring sentence, but is a huge, huge deal for the 2/3 of American dogs who eat a high heat extruded kibble diet. If you'd love to double click on that later, I'd love to circle back to it. And then finally, to activate longevity genes like SIRT1 and AMPK that are involved in healthy aging. And when we put these together thoughtfully and we're pulling these levers from multiple complementary vectors and pathways at once, we believe we get an entourage effect with an impact that is greater than the sum of its individual parts. And I think it also informs, you know, there's a philosophically, I think that the industry and particularly what the investment that's going into the pharmaceutical space right now is chasing a bit of a windmill in pursuit of a patentable fountain of youth molecule in dogs. There's some cool, there's a pharmaceutical company that has a product coming to market that is interesting. But the reality is for all the trendy headlines we see about rapamycin or metformin or resveratrol or Loyal's IGF-1 modulating drug, we are just not anywhere close to having a single silver bullet molecule to treat aging, that's patentable. But what we do have are dozens of individually very well-studied molecules from within the natural pharmacopoeia that individually and in a clinically measurable way chip away at the problem of healthy aging. And our philosophy is that by thoughtfully stacking and synergizing dozens of those molecules together, those individual chips can add up to putting a big collective dent in the arc of healthy aging. And what I want, what that dent by design looks like is really focused on health span extension. So our product first, I think some people will approach this trying to extend nominal longevity, just years of life first. I think that that's backwards. Our focus is on supporting high and maximizing the years of high quality of life that you have with your dog. And by doing that, nominal longevity, the extra years come as a side effect, but they're second order and not what we're building it for in the first place.
Yeah. And we know it just makes no sense at all and probably won't for years to come, even though we're making incredible advancements, that there's the one secret bullet, right? There are 12 hallmarks of aging, and each one deals with some deal with on a mitochondrial level, some deal with different structures in the body. One thing is not going to solve all those problems as we age, as our dogs age. But yes, it's this sort of synergistic effect, right? That each of these ingredients has in the overall picture by supporting the health of X, Y, and Z together, then you've got a dog that is feeling and behaving much younger than its chronological years, and as a result, extending those years. So yes, I think that that's super, super exciting. So let's talk a little bit about a couple of the ingredients that are in both formulations, because you have two. You've got one for, I don't want to say young dogs, but dogs, I guess, in their prime. And then dogs that are over 6 years old, is it?
We say to keep it simple. There's a lot of thought and art that goes into making a universal formula for that is appropriate for all dogs. And so we set that cutoff at ages 8 and up for senior, which is the clinical definition of geriatric. But there's also some nuance here at your discretion. A 7-year-old Great Dane and a 7-year-old Chihuahua are biologically very different ages. So while it's would be overkill to put a 1 or 2-year-old dog on our senior formula at any time, if you have a larger breed dog, we're very supportive and encourage people to look at starting the senior supplement earlier. And I spoke about the adult. You're correct. It's preventative in nature. It's to keep an already healthy dog healthy longer. And our senior formula is for older dogs who've already experienced, who are already experiencing some degree of age-related, of degenerative aging. And so we focus in several areas, but it's really the big difference between the two formulas is the senior has ingredients that are focused on providing a quality of life improvement and relief for the acute symptoms of old aging and of old age in dogs. And we focus most heavily in two areas, which is arthritis and canine cognitive dysfunction. And we do those because while there are older dogs with acute heart or liver issues and there we will be launching great standalone supplements for them, we chose arthritis and cognitive function because they are virtually universal in old dogs. You know, show me a senior dog fortunate enough to not get knocked out early by cancer who doesn't have some combination of those two. And they're also the ones where we have some of the most effective tools within the natural pharmacopoeia to provide immediate quality of life relief. And on for arthritis, we've got a wonderful natural COX-2 inhibitor that works on the same pathway as many prescription arthritis medications, but with a better safety profile, provided combined with all of that kind of multi-vector structural and inflammatory support. And then for cognition, this is one of the most unique things about our formula that I'm most proud of, because it is such an impact in our dog's quality of life in later years, but it's totally overlooked by the conventional veterinary community. And the thing I find the most strange is it's largely overlooked by the holistic vet community as well, despite the fact that we have amazing tools within the natural pharmacopoeia to support this. And so as an example, in our senior formula, we include magtine, magnesium L-threonate, which increases synaptic density and can actually, and in humans and animals, improves cognitive function. We're really turning back the clock. I want to be careful that we're not promising a magic fountain of youth. There's limits to what these things can do, but we are pushing the edge of practical regenerative medicine to be able to turn back the clock. And we'll pair that with things like high-dose, high-potency lion's mane mushroom to stimulate, I call that miracle growth for the brain, to stimulate BDNF, NGF, dendrite growth to help new structures and pathways form and help the brain reroute around damaged ones.
Just to pause for 1 second, because the magtine, magnesium L-threonate, well, first of all, magnesium for us and our dogs, most of us are deficient, and it's responsible in humans for over 600 processes, over 300 enzymatic processes in the body. It may be as much for dogs. I'm not sure. Maybe you know that, John. But what I do know is magnesium L-threonate is the only of many forms of magnesium that breaches the blood-brain barrier. So when you talk about magnesium L-threonate, you absolutely talk about optimizing the brain. And that's wonderful, because you never find that in supplements. I haven't found that in a pet supplement.
Very expensive, unfortunately, but it's very good.
Yeah, I bet. Yes, I take it.
Well, and I do too. And I have my mother-in-law on it. And if you take it, you can feel the difference. The one thing about that one that's interesting, though, is when you stop taking it, the results tend to fade after about 30 days, whereas there are other things we can do, like high doses of lion's mane, that can create more semi-permanent regeneration. So we think there's a role for all of these. And we'll, as an example, we then layer on ginkgo biloba to increase circulation and blood flow to the brain. And we have multiple neuroprotective compounds like wild blueberry, CoQ10, PQQ, and others that can protect the brain from oxidative stress and further degeneration. And then finally, we have some herbal and amino acid precursors to support the availability of the neurotransmitters involved in motivation, reward response, and mood, with particular focus on dopamine and then to a lesser extent acetylcholine. And that don't mean to get too jargony here, but when our bodies age, it takes they become less efficient at making the chemicals that we need to feel alert, awake, happy, engaged with life. This affects dogs every bit as much as it affects us. And by giving them the right raw materials and a few kind of supporting cofactors to nudge the activity in those pathways, instead of having to medicate them with a psychiatric, with Prozac or something, we are able to get their brain to make its own chemicals. And what owners tell us, I think that 1-2 combination of that arthritis and cognition support, customers will tell us things like, I saw the lights come back on in my senior dog, or you gave my dog a second wind. And I keep those emails in a folder. And if I'm ever having a bad day, I go back to those. So if anyone listening uses our product and we have an impact on your dog, please reach out to me at jonathan@arterapet.com and tell me about your experience. I'd love to hear it.
That is beautiful. And the exciting piece for me, beyond what you just said, which is very exciting, is these just handful, there are many more, but this just handful of ingredients that you talked about are the things that pet parents may see if they go into their local wellness center or that supplement store that's the very natural one, not Vitamin Shop, but the very natural one for them. But we don't really see it too much, if at all, in a formulation for our dogs. So that to me is extraordinarily exciting, especially hand in hand with all the things we're now learning about longevity in dogs, in cats, and ways that we can mitigate that. We need to take a quick break from our sponsor, Keep the Lights On. But when we come back, not all supplements are created equal, as we now know, but why specifically what you might be buying for your pet, could you be being duped around? Actually duped. John has learned a lot in his deep research over the past several years in this industry, and you need to know too. So refresh that favorite beverage, get comfortable, and we'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Pet Health Coach on Pet Life Radio. I am Jody Teich, your host, and we're here today with John Wilbanks of Arterra Pet, and we are getting educated not only about supplements, but about specific supplements that A, you may not have heard of, B, you never imagined that your dog could also benefit from, that are in a formulation that John created that could help pets of all, dogs really, of all ages. And you need to know about this. So welcome back, John. We talked at length about what you've learned in research, your deep research in this industry, about how not all supplements are created equal and how pet parents are being duped, not by all companies, but by enough when they go out with good intentions and buy a supplement for their dog. Talk a little bit about how they're not all created equal, why, and what they may be getting and what to look out for.
Absolutely. I think the first piece I'll flag isn't so much like a product integrity question as a philosophical one, which is that about 90% of the dog supplement aisle is built around condition-specific formulas. So you'll see the hip and joint chews and gut support chews and stress support chews and immune support chews. Well, your dog has all of those systems in their body and is, from a clinical standpoint, it's far more effective to proactively support each of those before they start breaking down rather than wait until the house is already on fire and try to clean it up after the fact, which is when I think most customers start intervening, often with something too narrowly formulated and too late. But beyond, which is why we believe so much in a whole body approach, but then exactly. We get into the nitty gritty of looking at, and there are, I want to be very clear there, I'm going to try to avoid like name dropping here because there are some good brands out there who do good work and who I respect, but I think some of the bigger names in the space at large really fail their customers in a few ways. One stat that is, I think, pretty revealing is that of the top 200 best-selling dog supplements on the market, they contain about 13% active ingredients on average. The best-selling dog supplement on Amazon, for example, contains just 8% active ingredients. And so there is you imagine how small, most of these are 3.5 gram soft chews, and you're looking at 8% of that. You're talking about, you know, a sub 350 milligram dose to try to get everything needed into your dog to generate, to drive a positive clinical outcome. There's just a very low ceiling. You're up against some real laws of physics and medicine and how much you can do pulling from the natural pharmacopoeia. And so in that sense, I think a lot of the products on the market are borderline placebo. They're more like dog candy. They focus more on flavor. They'll spend more on packaging than they will on their ingredients. And they'll focus more on flavor and getting your dog's tail to wag than on clinical efficacy. And the clinical piece is kind of a check the box that comes last for them. And to me, that's a treat, not treatment. And so we actually, you know, we launched Arterra partially in response to this problem. It's a reason I had to make my dog's own supplement formula from scratch, because I looked around at the landscape and I said, I'm just not that impressed with what I'm seeing here. I can do this better myself. When we launched Artera, we launched it as a powder-based meal topper. And those are still available. That product is near and dear to my heart. And I launched it that way with high conviction that it was the only way we could get the full active ingredient payload, the dosage, into a dog in a practical manner. I mean, for example, our senior formula for a large breed like a golden retriever, you're looking at about 20 grams a day. So that's a large like human protein powder scoop, just like a visual frame of reference. It's like, well, how the heck are we going to squeeze that in? Could we ever get that in a soft chew? But the market was very, you know, if you're in the 1/3 of Americans who feed their dog fresh food, our powder-based meal toppers are a wonderful product. You just add a scoop in, stir it up, feed it to your dog. They love it. Gets more complicated if you're in the 2/3 who feed kibble. You've got to add water, which the USDA doesn't like us telling people to add water, so we can't do that. It also doesn't work great if you free feed and leave food out all day, which you shouldn't do, but 1/3 of Americans are doing it. It gets a little messy. So the market was really clear in telling us that we needed a soft chew. And I resisted. I resisted investors. I resisted what my marketing people were telling me for a year, because I had talked to multiple industry vets, consultants who would, you know, we offered to pay to come help us figure out how to do this. Manufacturing partner owners laugh at me when I told them what we were trying to fit into a soft chew. Everyone said it couldn't be done. And so we took that at face value at first. But then I had a few conceptual breakthroughs talking to some partners and had some aha moments where I actually saw a path where I thought perhaps we could do this. And so we took a first principles approach to rebuilding the soft chew form factor from the ground up. And I had to draw on my background in human consumer packaged goods. So before Artera, I built the largest Amazon agency for organic and natural foods brands. We represent about $500 million a year in revenue across the natural channel from the type of brands you'd see at like Whole Foods. And so I started calling up my Rolodex of other founders in, you know, everything from energy drinks to better for you candy and across the board, and started saying, hey, I'm trying to solve this problem. What tricks do you have in your toolkit that might work? And so we were able to bring several net new tools into the pet supplement category. And the result has been incredibly successful. So our soft chews that we've launched at Artera contain, remember I said the category average in the top 200 bestsellers on market is 13% active ingredients. We have managed to pack over 50% active ingredients into every soft chew. And also, this is a 5-gram soft chew. Typical in the category is 3.5 grams. So our chews are bigger and significantly more potent. And so we are fitting essentially 5 times the active ingredient payload into every chew. And in our senior formula, you still need 2 of those for every 20 pounds, but we've been able to make it practical, and we've been able to do it while achieving a palatability. Because as I mentioned earlier, it doesn't matter how great the medicinal stack is if your dog won't eat it. We have been able to achieve palatability and acceptance rate standards that are just a hair above that placebo, you know, peanut butter flavored dog candy with 8% actives on the market, which was a minor miracle. It's one of the hardest. I have worked in product management I've designed consumer electronics products for General Electric. I have built and scaled a large and successful agency before. And this is probably the most technically challenging project I've ever worked on. It might be a very specific one, but I'm so proud of what we've been able to deliver to make the full potency of our clinical mission and standards accessible and easy in a daily soft chew for owners.
Wow. That is a huge accomplishment. And just to kind of crystallize, if you're shopping for a supplement, well, Artera sounds like a great one to try and see if it works for your animal. However, if you're shopping for a supplement, do your research and see what percentage you're buying is actually effective in the body, because that is the overarching that I'm hearing from what you've uncovered, John. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. So, caveat that you brought up earlier, not everybody can afford to feed a species-appropriate diet to their dog. We know that species-appropriate diets is a fresh food diet, specifically raw. But not every dog on the planet does great with raw. So for those, a very, 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 very gently cooked option is also healthy. With kibble, If that's the only thing you could do, topper of fresh food and giving a great supplement, absolutely going to move the needle for your dog and avoid some of the fallout of feeding a dry food, a kibble diet. So I'm just putting that out there. I know we all love our dogs and we all want to do the absolute best for them, and we can do what we can do. So just putting that out there. John, share, because we do need to wrap up, share three key takeaways that you would like listeners to know about supplements, their pets' health, our TheraPets.
Sure. I'd share a little bit of advice to listeners, which is stop treating your dog's health like a disconnected set of silos. That we really, if you want to drive longevity and quality of life, we need to treat the whole dog. And so at Artera, we've taken all the work out of the billionaires protocol. You know, the people like, or maybe not even billionaires, people like you and me, Jody, who have 40 supplements in our cabinet and take handfuls of them a day. We have been able to condense that into clinically relevant doses for a dog. If you took our senior formula, you scaled it for 150-pound human, and you put it on a whole food shelf at their margin structure, it would be a $400 or $500 a month for human. But because we're dosing for a dog's body weight, we were able to bring you the absolute best and bleeding edge of functional medicine science in one product. The second point is that we are differentiated in three key ways, which is the breadth of our ingredient coverage, the form and quality of those forms to choose the most biologically appropriate, bioavailable forms, and the potency, where we use clinically relevant doses rather than pixie dusting. I think a lot of brands in the space, you have to be careful. They will tease a very, you know, sexy sounding hot ingredient on the label, but when you look at the back, it's not in a large enough, it's a commodity basic formula with just a sprinkling of that sexy ingredient to look good on a label, but not move outcomes. And my last note of advice is the time to start supplementation, if you want your dog to live as long as possible, is not when they're old and broken down. It is now. There's actually good clinical data on this, that preventative supplementation starting after 1 year can significantly change the arc of aging. The Dog Aging Project has really done some really interesting looks at epigenetic clocks and when they start to speed up. And so the takeaways for all of us is, don't wait till your dog's an old man or an old lady, age one or two. Get started now, and you will save so much money over time versus later stage end of life care. But you're going to have way more time with them, and they're going to have a more vibrant and beautiful life. So we've tried to make all of this easy. If anyone listening would like to try our products, you can use a special discount code JODY35, JODY35 at ArteraPet.com some extra savings on your first order.
Oh, that's lovely. And we'll also leave a link to ArteraPet underneath this episode on Pet Life Radio, and then up on my YouTube as well. So you'll have a couple of different ways to do this. And that's very nice, John. Thank you so much for joining me today. In addition to ArteraPet, where else can people find you?
So we are at ArteraPet, I'll spell it, ArteraPet.com. We are on Amazon and we are on Chewy.
Perfect. And any socials you'd like to leave with people?
Sure. We are at ArteraPet on all the big socials. So on Instagram and on TikTok and on Facebook. And then I also have I do some personal writing on animal and human health and functional wellness on Twitter, on X. And my handle is at John Wilbanks, at JONWILLBANKS.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with me today. It's so important that pet parents understand this specific aspect of their pet's health, the supplement aspect, because the world that we live in, with all the environmental toxins and stressors, we do need, on top of the best diet we can do for them, we do need supplementation for us and them. So thank you so much for clarifying and introducing my listeners to ArteraPet.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening. As a certified health coach for people and pets, my mission is to share holistic, healing information for the whole family to create vibrant health. So tune in next time for expert interviews and tips to give the animals we love the longest and most vibrant life we can. I'm Jody Teich, and this is The Pet Health Coach.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.